Joining us is Chairman Barney Frank of the House Financial Services Committee. Welcome to the program once
Thank
again.
Thank you.
One root cause of the financial crisis, many say, was that banks made mortgage loans and then sold them to people who then packaged them into securities and sold them to investors. Is it fair to say that this bill reduces a bank's ability to do that, but it doesn't eliminate a bank's ability to do that?
No, we pretty much eliminate the bank's ability to do that in two ways. First of all, we outlaw very specifically the kind of mortgage that shouldn't have been given. It will be very rare for someone who cannot afford to make those payments be given a mortgage. Secondly, and this is something, and I'm glad you focused on it, because I've always felt it was a very large cause. 30 years ago, when you borrowed money, you were going to have to pay back the person who lent it to you, who was consequently careful about who he or she lent to. We have what we call risk retention. For now, you will not be able to make those loans and immediately sell them. You will have to hold the great majority of cases 5%. And while that may not seem like a lot to the people, if there are losses, your 5% comes off the top. In other words, if you're going to make a 10% profit on this, half of it gets cut. And we think that's a significant deterrent. If it's a very complicated loan that the regulators think is risky, it can go to 10%. It can go to zero if you make 30-year fixed-rate mortgage loans with a high down payment. It's not a guarantee, but those could make well if you can show the regulator they're safe.
So you're saying the incentive to the mortgage lender here is to sell what you might call a plain vanilla mortgage, 30 years
fixed-rate
mortgage.
That's a very good point, Robert. I think it's better to incentivize them, and that's what we do. So, but the answer to the question on the mortgage is, first, it will be illegal to make those loans to people unless there's a very good showing with documentation that the individual can pay it back. And secondly, whatever loans you make, you will not be able to dispose of all of them unless they are that very small category of plain vanilla, as you talk about. You will be at risk if the loans don't get repaid.
The bill creates a Consumer Financial Protection Bureau that's housed within the Federal Reserve. But as I understand it, regulators could appeal bureau regulations to the new 10-member Financial Services Oversight Council if they believe that what the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is proposing would threaten the banking system. Are you concerned that the interests of consumers might routinely be trumped by the more conventional interests of bank regulators, which is to say the soundness of the banks?
Not routinely. It's indicative of the approach that some take, which is first to tell us we'd never get a consumer agency, then when we get most of it, frankly, to look at some small pieces. I would have preferred not to have that. But we need to get 60 senators. But in the first place, it would take a two-thirds vote of all those regulators. Mm-hmm. And they cannot simply arbitrarily do it. We also do not believe that there is any showing that, for instance, preventing banks from retroactively raising your credit card interest interferes with their safety and soundness. So, no, I am not worried that would be overused. I am worried about this. There is a potential for a problem, mm-hmm. but I don't think it's very great.
You've said that if this new bill, if all these new regulations result in lower profits in the financial sector, that shows it's working. That's what you would expect.
Yes, I should have restated that. I should have stated it a little better, a little sleepy. I would like there to be more profit from lending, but less profit from manipulation.
But what I heard you say this morning, that if profits in the financial sector don't decline, then you've wasted a year of your life. You're saying maybe that was
yes,
a bit of...
Yes, right now, I believe that there... Well, let me give you one example. We've already been accomplished this. Banks are making less money on credit cards now, because they can't retroactively raise interest rates on people because of a bill we passed. You've got citizens who have an error and they have an overdraft and they're getting hit with big whacks. Yes, the banks are now making profits in ways that I do not think help the economy and that can hurt average people. I would hope after a while they would shift and they would get to a better business model in which they were doing more lending.
And as you've observed, you can shut the door on one method of making money and the banks will find another door. I mean, there are unintended consequences of these actions.
That's where we were with the credit card agency. But there'll be a cop always on the beat. So if we put some regulations in to protect citizens from abuses in payday loans or overdrafts or credit cards, then that agency will be able to step in and crack down.
Before I let you go, a word about process. The conference committee did its work live on C-SPAN. That was the standard to which reformers aspired. They'd hope that health care would be done live on C-SPAN. Practically speaking, did that make it easier? Did it make it harder? How does it get in the way or assist a conference committee to do its work to have the cameras there?
It made it physically harder. I think I'm glad to be doing radio. I'm not going to do too much TV until I get a haircut after this kind of diversion.
But do people behave differently because it's being broadcast?
No, that's a very good question, Robert. The fact that we did this so publicly We got an even stronger bill out of the conference committee than I had thought, and I know that the public pressure was one of the reasons, and the public pressure was there because people knew they were being watched on C-SPAN. And the fact that what you say will be preserved forever is a powerful force for the public good in this case.
Well, Congressman Frank, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're welcome, Bob. Thank you for the chance.
Barney Frank, a Democrat of Massachusetts, the chairman of the House Financial Services Committee. He was one of the two chairmen who brought the financial regulatory bill through the conference committee in the early hours of this morning.